We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
On the line with us now, the head football coach for the LSU Fighting Tigers, Ed Orgeron. Coach, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
What do you say, guys? Just got off the field. We had a tremendous practice on Monday. Guys have a great attitude. We're practicing the heat. Everybody was in good shape. Really proud of our team.
Coach, the big story, no matter where you're doing shows today, if you in Alabama, oh, man, the injuries mounting up. Man, we got injuries. We got injuries. I did a show out in Austin, Texas this morning. Man, Longhorns, man, we got injuries. We got injuries. Man, it's part of the game. But coaches have to adjust now to a different world of it. And so kind of give us an update with Miles, Kalevon, Christian Fulton, those guys that have missed some time, and kind of when you expect them back. But it's a new world. As Bobby said, this ain't Ralph Perry no more.
Yeah, you know, Joe came back today, had a great practice. We had a 2-minute drill. He was throwing the ball fine. We kept him out of Saturday scrimmages for the precautionary reasons. Christian Fulton came back today. So we have our guys coming back. Rashard Lawrence came back. Grant Delp is going to be back in a week or so. So we're getting healthy. We're not that bad right now. It's just regular bumps and bruises, but nothing that we can't stand for a couple of days.
Now, Coach O, when I look at the offensive line, and obviously can you win in the trenches, offensive and defensive line, and then a lot of teams would love to have three entrench starters returning on the line, and you look at center Lloyd Cushenberry, the leadership that he provides obviously speaks for itself, looking at Charles and right guard Damian Lewis, but you look at Deculus and just the whole depth across the board. And I thought what's interesting, you might say, well, how can LSU's line, offensive line, not be better? And I said, I don't know if they could be better. Can they play? They might be more experienced. That doesn't mean they could play. Do you understand the point I'm making? People think like, just because they played last year, they have to be better. I don't know. They might be more experienced, but they still got to go do it to be at that high level.
Yeah. You know, I feel good about Lord. I feel good about Damian. Austin and Sadiq have made tremendous progress in camp. I think they may be one of the two most improved players on the team. Now, they have to be. We have to get better at offensive tackle. Now, the left guard position is still wide open. Tre'Shaun High looks good. He's balanced some injuries. Adrian McGee is fighting there. And so those guys are fighting for that battle. Cordell Thomas is in there. So the left guard position is the one that's up for grabs right now. But if Tre'Shaun Hines wins it, I think he's a big physical guy that can get the job done.
Now, Coach O, when you look at, obviously, it could come down to whether or not you make a game-winning kick and how crucial that is. We all know what Coach Tracy meant to the team, and you look at that void. You're probably looking at Cade York. I don't know, just make it. I can't give you no advice. You just got to make it. But how has that been? And how confident is he going into the season? Because that is critical whether you win or lose games, obviously.
The guy's been phenomenal. He was 8 out of 10 on Saturday, along with some 51 yards. We had a 2-minute drill today. I think he made a 48-yard at the end. So as far as the ability, he has a strong leg. He's long. The ball gets up very high. He has good range. He's accurate. He's a smart young man. Now he's got to do it in front of everybody else. But I do believe that he has a chance to have an excellent year.
Coach, one of the things I can hear in your voice when you talk about a player and how it works, man, and you brought up Damone Clark at that inside linebacker position.
Yeah.
And you think about who he's going up against. Man, Jacob Phillips was one hell of a player for you a year ago.
Yeah.
And Patrick Queen's a very good football player also.
Yep.
But you brought up Clark at least 3 different times, and that tells me, man, he's caught your eye and everyone else's.
Yeah. You know, Mikey, he's been not Jacob and Patrick are excellent players, but this guy here is a big physical knock him back, 3-4 guy, can run, can take on blocks. He's probably the most athletic linebacker we have. He's learning to key and diagnose. I believe that, you know, when you look at LSU linebackers and you look at Eric Hill and those big linebackers that can be physical, he's not quite as big as Eric, but he's that type of player.
Now, Coach O, when you look at the skill players and obviously you look at the recognition that they're getting at the NFL level, their teammates now, Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham, when you talk about that swag or that just being confident, it seems like Ja'Marr Chase could take that next step, even though consider he was just a freshman last year, played in all 13 games.
Bobby's big and he's physical, got strong hands. Joe Brady, Steve Enzo, and Mickey love him. In the weight room, you can't put enough on the bar. This guy has all the physical tools and talents to be an outstanding player. He's having an outstanding camp. So is Justin Jefferson. I tell you a guy that really looked good today, a young player from Kentwood, Trey Palmer, is the first time he practiced, caught a big touchdown pass, very fast. Again, we're very talented at that position. Rayshon McMahon is having a good camp. Terrence Marshall, those guys are pretty good players.
Coach, one of the things a freshman running back, to me, I think of all the positions, you can come in and play pretty quickly. It's at the running back position today. You look at how they use today in high school, that they're not only runners, they're receivers now. I can't tell you how well they can pass protect. That's got to be something they've got to get better at. But, man, you got two stud guys. I saw John Emery play for a while at Destrehan. Man, and he is not only a really good runner, but a terrific receiver coming out the backfield.
Yeah.
And you know who Tyron reminds me a lot of? Lindell White, who you have with USC.
Yeah. No question. John made a catch today. We're in the tight red zone, and he ran a little stick route, put that foot to the ground, and ran an angle route. Hey, Mike, if I was covering, I'd have broke my ankles. he has such a great change of direction. He's broke some balls outside on us. He needs to learn how to run, but the guy's a tremendous player. Tyron, he brings an attitude about him. He likes to run. He's got speed, but he likes to come at you. He'll get those 4 and 5 yards, then he'll bounce it outside. Two great young running backs. I expect him to play a lot this year and have a great year.
Now, Coach O, we've had fun with this in Saints camp. There's a player, now I know he's a rookie, you went at USC when he occurred. His name's Porter Gustin. He reminds me of, like I said, he's like, Magic Mike. They might make a poster or a calendar if he makes the Saints. He seems like high motor. He wants to rush the passer. Looks he got Getty Up shorts, and he rolls up his sleeve. He's showing his six-pack, and I said, boy, he probably can't wait to get go to Los Angeles and practice against the Chargers. And, boy, when you look at those type of players and all the – and that's why you're recruiting in California – I wanted to ask you maybe if you were familiar with this player because, Mike, remember you were talking about I'm slipping my mind now, number 50, Wes Harton.
Wes Harton, yeah.
7 years ago, he's 29 years of age, that I see him. He's an NFL veteran. Would you see him flash in practice? Well, you know anything about him?
Yeah, well, I recruited Wes and coached him. Wes is a great young man, great pass rusher. Very consistent, well-mannered man off the field, but he's very competitive on the field. I don't know Porter, but I heard stories about him. You know, you need those kind of cats on the field, man. Hey, hey, Bobby, just like Bigley. You remember Bigley?
Yeah.
The guys that can make plays, man.
Yeah. You have to have hell-bent for leather. They just want to be out there, and they just love football. And that's what you want to see. That's how you cheer for those kind of guys because football is important.
Coach,
no question, the
punt return game, and that's something since Tyron Matthew, DJ, man, listen, God bless him. It was either hit or miss with him. And he made a play against Auburn that changed the game, no question about it.
That's right.
But what you got in Stingley, you got something special there.
I think a guy
that's going to really be a difference maker as a punt, not only as a cornerback, but also as a punt returner.
Well, Mike, you remember in high school, he was an excellent offensive player.
Right.
And he's only going to play defense here, I think, after a couple of years when he settled in the corner. He's a guy that can play both ways for us. We can give him the ball on offensive speed sweeps. let him run some routes, maybe give him the ball in a wildcat situation. He's that good. He returned one punt against our first team for a touchdown in the scrimmage. He's an excellent player, but we need some juice back there. We need a boost, and that guy's going to give us one.
Coach, thanks so much for spending some time with us this afternoon. I know you're busy, but, man, we appreciate it. And also, hey, T-Van and Andrea are here. T-Van's out here.
Andrea Martin, yeah, we got the whole –
cheering you on. Yeah, we got almost all of down the bayou down here, bro.
Y'all have some fun, man. Appreciate you guys. Go Tigers.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.